First up this week is the continuing difficulties faced by manufacturers in sourcing some components for the vehicles. In January, a total of 75,863 vehicles were sold. This represents a 4.8% decrease in January 2021 figures. However, according to the FCAI Chief Executive, Tony Webber, the microprocessor shortage and the pandemic's impact on supply chains continues well into 2022. This is an issue impacting markets all over the globe, and despite this, consumer interest, inquiry, and the fundamental demand for new cars in Australia remain strong. Manufacturers are continuing to work hard to address supply chain and production issues. However, they are also experiencing bottlenecks in having vehicles processed from some Australian ports. As expected, Toyota still remains the number one selling manufacturer, followed by Mazda. MG continues its surge in sales success. The Ford Ranger continues to keep Ford alive, with some 70% of sales coming from that one model range. SUVs continue to dominate with 52% of sales, followed by the light commercial sector, another 24%. Ute sales make up four of the top six positions of individual models, with the Hilux, Ranger, Triton and D-Max. Hyundai has announced some minor updates to the Santa Fe range, with the highlights being the addition of a centre airbag and multi-collision brake across the whole range. There are some other cosmetic and bling additions to the lower spec models as well. This is accompanied by a price rise of between $800 and $1,750, effective immediately. Jaguar Land Rover introduces the Amazon Alexa across its vehicle portfolio in its ever-increasing push for more technology, infotainment and connectivity. The Amazon Alexa will be available on all new and existing Jaguar and Land Rover vehicles fitted with its advanced PIVI Pro infotainment system. Owners of compatible vehicles will be able to enjoy the benefits thanks to a software over-the-air update. The owners will be notified via a message displayed in the vehicle's touchscreen. The seamless integration brings the familiar Alexa experience into the vehicle and provides natural voice interaction with PIVI Pro's features including navigation, media playback, phone calls and compatible smart devices. The Alexa voice experience is intuitive to the vehicle, making it easy for drivers to operate while keeping their hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Polestar, the Swedish premium EV manufacturer, has displayed its specialist engineering skills by developing a one-off vehicle, the Polestar 2 Arctic Circle. Developed within the Arctic Circle, obviously, often at temperatures at 35 degrees below Celsius, the engineers took a base car, a Polestar 2 long-range dual motor with performance pack, and added several specific tweaks. These include raised ride height, increased power and torque output, custom-made 19-inch studded winter tyres, each featuring 4mm metal studs, 30% softer springs, 3-way performance Ohlins dampers, front and rear strut braces have been fitted to increase torsional rigidity and steering responsiveness. And there's a new prototype launch control system which has been integrated via steering wheel paddles. Interestingly, a carbon fibre snow shovel and recovery strap are mounted at the rear of the car as well. Hyundai continues its push with its hydrogen fuel cell by supplying a hydrogen fuel cell Nexo SUV to the Korean embassy for all official business in the Canberra region. The Nexo ambassadorial duties follow deployments into the ACT and Queensland government, Queensland police and Woodside Energy fleets. Nexo is the first fully certified hydrogen fuel cell vehicle in Australia from the company that pioneered the mass production fuel cell electric vehicle, the FCEV. It has a range of 660 kilometres with a refuelling time, importantly, of 3 to 5 minutes. In a futuristic compact SUV with ANCAP 5-star safety rating and the latest autonomous driving capabilities and smart driving assistance systems, hydrogen fuel cells could well be the way of the future. Mental health is an issue for many people, and Nissan, along with other sponsors and a brave soul, Lachlan Spark, are running to do something about it. Lachlan is setting off to prove that nothing is impossible. A self-described avid runner, mental health advocate, and anything but elite athlete, Lachlan's epic 5,000-kilometre journey, proudly sponsored by Nissan Australia, will see him travel from Hobart to Cairns while smashing the world record for consecutive half marathons, which currently stands at 141. While many of us would balk at the idea of 222 back-to-back half marathons, Lachlan is setting out to raise $1 million for Are You OK? And Heart on My Sleeve, an admirable reason to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Beyond raising these funds, he is also hoping to give hope to those currently battling mental health issues and to prove that absolutely nothing is impossible. Joining Lachlan along the East Coast is his long-term partner Courtney Weinbergen and their golden retriever Fab. They will be following Lockie in a Nissan Navara in the caravan equipped with everything they could need to support his daily half marathons. Nissan is joined by Bupa, Therabody, Zipco and Big Four as sponsors. Given that I would be exhausted even driving that distance, I wish Lachlan all the best. If you want to donate, please go to our webpage to find details. This is a Motoring Minute Weekly News. I'm Rob Fraser.
Before you buy a car, check out anyauto.com.au. Some of the latest reviews at Any Auto include the Ford Ranger FX4 Max four-wheel drive ute. There's also a road test and review of the Toyota Hilux SR5. And for something with a bit more prestige, the Range Rover Sport R-Dynamic HSE. And for greener motoring, there's a new Enviro car guide at anyauto.com.au. Check it out today.